Today, our scripture comes from Psalm 80, verse 3. Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'd like to add my welcome to everyone here. It is good to see you all here this morning on this Sunday after Christmas. And got beautiful sunshine outside, got wonderful music. I thank Warren and Michelle for that and for all the others singing with the praise band. It just has a way of lifting us into God's presence every time we sing. We're so grateful for y'all's offering in music. And as we have heard this word read to us, now we seek God's Spirit to lead us in His understanding for our lives. So would you pray with me for a moment? God, we are people who, in the midst of a world that is so uncertain about what's going to happen next. For many, it is truly a land of darkness right now. We are a people who gather here to celebrate your love for us, the gift that you gave us in Jesus Christ on Christmas. It's not something that we just celebrate for one day and then put it in the shelves and the box and put it up in the attic and we're done. For us, we know that you love us every day, that you give us this gift of salvation and hope and love and peace every day. And so, God, it is our pleasure to rejoice and to sing the Christmas songs today. And it's our joy to worship you. And as we do, God, we pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to your Spirit, that seeks now to minister to us through the power of your word. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I hope that you all had a good Christmas. Everybody have a good Christmas? I certainly hope you did. but how do you gauge whether it was a good Christmas or not? Well, I suppose most of us have at least some kind of scale by which we determine whether this Christmas or any other Christmas measures up or not, whether it was a good Christmas or not. And I would imagine that being a part of 2020, with all the restrictions we've had to deal with this year, that most of us probably wouldn't rate this Christmas up there as high as Christmases in the past. But again, that depends on what you're using to measure it by. So, again, how would you gauge this year's Christmas for you? Well, of course, when I was younger, it was easy to gauge that. Christmas was always great. It depended on the quality and the quantity of the gifts that were on the Christmas tree, right? And, that's what determined whether my Christmas was good as a child. And I can't remember all the gifts that I received as a child during Christmas, but there are a few that stood out for me over the years that were kind of highlighted. I remember the big Christmas gift that I got when I was 10 years old. It was one of these things. It's electric football games. Anybody ever remember those? for those of you who don't remember, that's before the days of computers and video games. And I got this electric football game, and, man, I thought I had arrived. I mean, I was a hit. I was the envy of all the kids in the neighborhood. And they came over to my house, and we'd play this thing. We played it literally to death. But I was so excited about that. And then there were other gifts during the year, like, bicycles, and there were transistor radios, and there were walkie-talkies. Boy, my brother and I, we got walkie-talkies, and we were so excited about that. We used those, played those so the antennas broke off of them. Then we got the BB gun, Red Ryder, of course. And I remember my 12th year, when I was 12 years old, I got my first guitar. And that was such a treasure. But then I don't remember many of the specifics about Christmas gifts after that year. And I think it was probably due to the fact that my gauge that I use to determine what makes a good Christmas or not changed a little bit. I went from asking for specific toys to saying clothes or money will be fine. I mean, that's what you ask for in the teenage years, right? And mostly money. the truth is, I was just beginning to focus on other things at the time in my life. I was focusing on Christmas parties with my friends. I was focusing on getting a break from school, on girls, and everything else that was going on. But to be honest, my idea of a Christmas being good or not really was all about me. It just was all centered on me during those years, it seems. And then as a parent, I also tended to gauge whether Christmas was good or not by the quality or the quantity of the gifts under the tree. It's not gifts from me, of course. They were the gifts from my family that I was able to buy for my kids and my wife. And it was the stacks of gifts, whether it was large or small, that was the determining factor whether it was a good Christmas or not. See, in those good years, when I was able to buy lots of gifts, I felt really good about myself, proud of myself. But in those years where it was less prosperous, I was not able to buy as many gifts, then those were years that I often felt I needed to apologize for it not being a good Christmas. Why? Because, again, it was all about me. Even as a pastor, my gauge for a good Christmas or not, I really dealt with the tangibles of the season, like whether I had preached a good Christmas sermon or not, or whether the Christmas pageant had gone well or not, or whether the Christmas parties at church had gone well and that we didn't have any Sunday schools fighting with each other over he's going to use the kitchen on that night or not, and of course whether the attendance was good or not. To a large extent, these things really determined my mood during the month of December, as my family can tell you, because after all, it was about me. It's about me. And I confess there have been times over the years that I really missed the point of Christmas. Times when, looking back, I can see at least there were a few Christmases that it was really all about me. It was about how many gifts I would get, how many gifts I could buy, how many ways I could impress my family, my friends. It was about how much better this year's the numbers were than the years in the past, and on it goes. And this confession I'm making this morning would be much more difficult if I was the only one who was doing this. But I know for a fact that most of us get a little sidetracked during the Christmas season. We tend to get caught up in the gift-buying frenzy and all the busyness of the season. Christmas, for many people, becomes a competition where every year has to outdo the previous year. And the problem with that is really, I guess there's really two problems with that. One is that it means that some Christmases will just be a loss because you can't always outdo the year before. And then number two, it really causes us to focus on ourselves. Some years we're impressed with ourselves, and other years we're disappointed. We're feeling sorry for ourselves. And either way, both of these things prevent us from experiencing the blessings and the fullness of what Christmas is really all about and what God wants us to experience. So here we are now, 2 days after Christmas Day, and I'm wondering, how would you rate this year's Christmas? Well, for some people, they may be feeling self-satisfied because of the number of gifts they were able to buy this year and how much money they spent, while others are probably feeling a bit discouraged because this year there wasn't as much money to go around and so there weren't as many gifts under the Christmas tree. Perhaps for some of us, this Christmas didn't measure up to past Christmases because of our inability to meet together with our family. And, we couldn't even meet together for Christmas Eve, which was sad in so many ways. But maybe that's where a lot of people are feeling disappointment. I know that was true for our family. We couldn't get together with extended family this year. A couple of days before Christmas, I actually heard someone say, "I think we ought to just skip Christmas this year." I think that was the sentiment of a lot of people this year. And I know that a lot of people are hoping that this new year, 2021, is going to be a much better year. But, here's the good news that I want to share with you today. And that is that even though for many people this year's Christmas didn't make it up to the top 10 or even close, it's not too late. Now, I know Christmas Day, it's gone, it's over with, and many of us are very happy about that. It's behind us, but it's still not too late to experience God's gift to you and to experience the fullness of this holy season. It's not too late for a second chance at Christmas. And even for those of you who managed to experience a wonderful Christmas and it met all of your expectations, what I'm going to be sharing with you today, I think, can help it to be an even better experience. How? Well, you might be expecting me to say some things like, if you would just give more to others, if you would just smile more, if you'd spread more good cheer in the world, if you would spend more time focusing on the needs of other people than yourself. And while all of those are wonderful things, and we would all benefit from doing more of that, what I'm going to share with you today I think may shock you a little bit. But just bear with me and give me a chance to explain my thoughts a little bit. Because here's what I want you to know. If there is a sense in which Christmas really is all about you. It's all about you. For you desperately need what only the Christmas event can offer you. 2,000 years ago, God came into this world through Jesus Christ to save us from ourselves. As the Apostle Paul said in his letter to Philippians, he says, though he was in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave and being born in a human likeness. Why did he do this? Because it was the only way for us to be restored and reconciled and made right in our relationship with God. As Paul says in his letter to Timothy, for there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and people, and he is the man Jesus Christ. As it says in 1 John, God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and he sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And then as Carla was telling the children this morning, there's that familiar verse we all know. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, and whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. So Jesus Christ came into this world to reconcile you to God. That's the meaning of Christmas. Jesus came in this world to bring peace and to bring restoration between you and God. A gap that existed between you and God due to your sin and your disobedience and your self-centeredness. But that gap, Jesus bridged that gap with an act of undeserved love. Being in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, dying a criminal's death on a cross. This is what it took to reconcile and restore your relationship to God. That's why Jesus came on this earth. This is what Christmas is really all about. It's about you and me. So if you missed experiencing this good news this Christmas due to all that was going on around you, and you were focused on other things, if you feel like you really need a second chance at that, then know that it's not too late. And today I'm going to share with you some ways that you can actually experience that second chance at Christmas. And the first thing I want to share with you is that we need to find time, to take time to appreciate this gift that you have been given. Now that all the hustle and bustle, all of the details to tend to, the buying and the wrapping and the unwrapping of gifts, the preparing of food, now that all that is behind us, consider taking some time to stop and to focus on the presence of Jesus Christ in your life. You've been thinking about all the gifts that you need to buy for others over the past several weeks. Now it is time to stop and to think about God's gift for you, what God has given you. There's a slogan we often hear this time of year, that Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, we all love that, and it's so true. But what is also true is that you are the reason for the season, because you are the reason that Jesus came, the reason that he gave his life. And David Meese writes these beautiful words in a poem. He says, as little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that he gave his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, he gave all he could give to show us the reason to live. Now that things have slowed down a little bit, it's time for us to think about these things, to ponder them. Take some time to reflect upon God's gift of His Son for you, what that means for your life, that He so loved you that He gave His only Son to save us of our sins, so that we could be reconciled and restored to a right relationship with God, a relationship that can last all of eternity. And then the second thing I would ask you to consider doing is to consider adding one more recipient to your gift list. Now, I know that's stretching a little bit. Searching for and buying another gift right now is probably the last thing you want to think of now that Christmas is behind us. But, you know, hang with me here a moment. Hear me out. The gift that God gave to you on Christmas was the gift of life. And that gift included salvation. It included, forgiveness, God's mercy and grace. It included hope and peace and love and joy. It included salvation, eternal life. That was God's gift to you. Let me ask you a question. What did you give to God this Christmas? I mean, after all, it was His birthday, right? What did you give to Him? Well, your gift to God is really the only thing that is yours to give, and that is your life. And you know, that's really the gift that God wants more than anything else. So now that you've taken care of everybody else's Christmas wish list, I want to encourage you to take some time to confirm and to reaffirm your commitment, your vows to God. Find some time to tell God, thank you. Either for the first time or for the thousandth time. Just find some time to tell God how much you appreciate the gift that He's given to you. Your life, your salvation. And let Him know that you want to follow Him. You want to live for Him. You want to give back to Him the life that He's given to you. I mean, God's gift on Christmas was His Son. It was life to you. The one thing that you desperately needed above everything else, a life restored to God. That's what God gave to you. And now you have the opportunity to give back to Him that life by living for Him. Now, that may be a little hard for us to consider doing in this self-centered world that we have been conditioned by. But as Jesus said, those who want to save their life will lose it. And those who lose their life for My sake will find it. In other words, the life that you give to Him, He gives back to you. Even more abundantly, more completely, with more meaning than ever before. So take some time to get alone with God in this season that's kind of slowing down between all the busyness. Take some time to get alone with God and reaffirm your commitment to live for Him. And then finally, consider giving one more gift to everybody on your Christmas list. Now, I know I'm really pushing the limits here, the idea of buying more gifts. But this is a gift that won't crimp your financial budget. It won't require that you have to go fight traffic to get it. It's a gift that you can give to God. You can give to your loved ones. You can give to your family, your friends, your coworkers. You can give it to anyone who's a part of your life. What gift am I talking about? The gift of gratitude. The gift of simply saying, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for all that you've given to me, all that you've blessed my life with. And thank you for the people that you have blessed my life with and that are part of my life. As Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, every time I think of you, I give thanks to God. Just imagine what a blessing it would be if you actually said that to your children. Or to your spouse, or to your friends, maybe to your employees or your employer. If you actually said to them, this year, in addition to the gifts I've given you, I am giving you Philippians 1:3. That is, every time I think of you throughout this year, I'm going to pause and I'm going to give thanks to God for your presence in my life. Can you imagine what a blessing that would be? after the first service today, I got some text messages from that. I was just like, wow, blessing, blessing. But can you imagine what kind of difference it would make in your life if you actually did that? So I encourage you to take some time now that things are kind of slowing down after the holidays and to thank God, to give thanks to God for the people who are part of your life, and to give thanks to God for the gifts that He has given to you, the blessing He is in your life. And I know that's a little bit of a stretch, because gratitude is right now in the world that we're living in, the times that we're living in, is kind of difficult to come by. It's hard to feel gratitude. You may be struggling with unmet needs right now in your life. You may be dealing with some difficult challenges. But the truth is, we all are to some degree. But we can all take a few minutes to forget about what's missing and instead focus on what exists, the many blessings that God gives to us each and every day. So take some time to give this additional gift to God and to others around you, the gift of gratitude, expressing gratitude. Now, in our scripture lesson for this morning that was read at the beginning of our time together, it comes from Psalm 80. And in this passage, David repeats a phrase three times. He says, "Restore us, O God. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved." The New Living Translation puts it this way. It says, "Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved." So by sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to us, God was seeking to turn this world back to Him. He was making His face shine upon us by giving us the only way that we could be saved. When it comes to Christmas, I think we have a bad habit of trying to make it all about us. It's all about what I'm going to get. It's all about my expectations, my wants, my needs, my preferences. And the result is that Christmas often ends up being disappointing, frustrating, year after year. The paradox that we often miss is that Christmas is all about you. It is all about you, for you are the reason God sent His Son into this world. That's why we have Christmas. It was the only way that we could be saved. He sent Jesus to be born in a manger and to die on a cross so that we might be saved of our sins. It was a way that His face shone upon us, and He saved us. And if you missed that good news this Christmas because you got focused on other things, I want you to know it's not too late. It's not too late to make this Christmas even the best one yet. And that happens when you accept and you receive the gift that God gives to you in Jesus Christ. It happens when you reaffirm and you recommit your life to living for Him. It happens when you take the time to thank God, to show gratitude to God, and you thank God for the people, and you show gratitude to the people around you and what they mean to you, how they blessed your life. This is how I think we can have a second chance at Christmas. For this is God's gift to us in Christmas. But here's the news that makes this even better. God doesn't just give us this gift one time a year. He gives it to us every day of our lives. Every day of our lives, we can live in this way. Let us pray together. God, in the world we're living in, it's hard, we confess, to experience these things that are promised in Christmas: hope, love, joy, peace. Sometimes, God, it's even hard for us to feel grateful because we're so focused on what's missing. Lord, help us to focus on what You're giving us. Help us to realize that you love us so much that every day You give us the opportunity to be born anew, to walk in light of Your love, Your presence, Your hope, Your joy, Your peace every day. And no matter how bad things get or no matter what happens in this life, You have promised that You are with us You're walking alongside of us. You will never forsake us. So God, thank you for the gift of Christmas. And thank you for how we can walk in that light every day. May your peace be upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.